When we had trudged along for several hours in silence, the darkness fell, and the stars began to come out. Thirst had made me a little feverish, and I looked at them as if I were in a dream. The little prince's last words came reeling back into my memory. "Then you are thirsty too?" I demanded. But he did not reply to my question. He merely said to me,
"Water may also be good for the heart."
I did not understand this answer, but I said nothing. I knew very well that it was impossible to cross-examine him. He was tired. He sat down. I sat down beside him. And after a little silence, he spoke again.
"The stars are beautiful because of a flower that cannot be seen."
I replied, "Yes, that is so." And without saying anything more, I looked across the ridges of sand that were stretched out before us in the moonlight.
"The desert is beautiful,"
the little prince added. And that was true. I have always loved the desert. One sits down on a desert sand dune, sees nothing, hears nothing. Yet through the silence, something throbs and gleams.
"What makes the desert beautiful,"
said the little prince,
"is that somewhere it hides a well."
I was astonished by a sudden understanding of that mysterious radiation of the sands.